Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the random ship for yet another fantastic voyage. I am the captain of this weekly journey, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Hola.
What we do here is we take 25 to 30 minutes every week and we navigate the waters of the weird, yes, the ocean of the obscure, the rivers of the random.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
Alan, we had some disheartening news this week.
Oh, what happened? More boats getting stuck in canals?
No, not boat related. It's not death related, even though there was two celebrity deaths this week. Prince Philip and DMX. Funny story about that. I was driving around town on Saturday. Not funny story about the deaths. But I
sure,
saw,
continue.
I saw all the flags were at half mast all throughout town, and I couldn't figure out why. And I was like, does that elementary school have its flag at half mast because DMX died?
It's got to be it. Only logical.
I'm like, why would the grocery store have its flag at half mast? I mean, and then I realized, I'm like, oh, it's the royal thing. And why do we care about them?
I don't understand it either.
I don't get it. But the tragedy within the random ship family this week, Alan, was Yahoo announced that on, I think it's May 4th, they are permanently closing Yahoo Answers.
Oh no, now where will we get our advice?
I'm sure there's another website, but now that means we have to do work.
Well, luckily it's work you do, not me.
Yeah. Because as it's canon in the random ship lore, you don't do any work ever.
Nope.
You just show up.
Yep. I'm not even wearing pants this time, so.
I guess we'll have to go back to asking Jeeves.
That was my first thought.
Yeah. I don't even think it's called Ask Jeeves anymore. I think it's just called Ask.
I thought it was just called Jeeves, so shows what I know.
Oh, well. We'll find it eventually.
Tune in next week.
I have a beef of the week this week, Alan. We haven't had one in a while.
No, we have not.
My beef of the week is related to something we get mad at quite often, baseball. The Boston Red Sox. Now, I want to emphasize the red in their name, the Boston Red Sox, because they unveiled a brand new uniform this week, Alan.
Okay. As you know, I love baseball uniforms.
Yes, I'm sure you actually probably knew about this before I told you.
Yes.
The Boston Red Sox introduced a brand new yellow and blue uniform this week.
What?
Yeah.
That's not red at all.
I know what you're thinking. Well, are the Sox at least red? No, they are also yellow.
I feel like their marketing guy needs to figure out what red is.
There are so many other ways. Basically, it's part of this fancy new program baseball's doing where the alternate uniforms reflect the city that they play in instead of the team name, which is fine. But if you have a color in your name, you have to have that somewhere on the uniform.
Yeah, now they're just the Boston primary color socks. That's a mouthful.
Not as catchy. And then you could say Boston primaries, but then that sounds like it's like an election thing, and we just got done with that. We don't need any more of that. Do you have anything that happened to you this week, Alan, or should we move on to the meat of the episode?
Nothing terribly exciting. This might even be another beef of the week, which is, you know, earth-shaking,
two in one week
after
double
such
beef.
A long time without any.
It's like a double quarter pounder. Give me that cheese.
My beef of the week is with toilet paper math. I was grocery shopping today and I need to pick up some toilet paper. And I looked at two different some brand ultra soft.
Yeah, they were the one with the bear. Whatever the
one
with
the bear.
Cozy looking bear is.
And one of them said 8 rolls equals 48 rolls of toilet paper, and that sounds like a great deal. But then the other one said 12 rolls equals 48 rolls of toilet paper.
Were they the same ply?
They were the exact same toilet paper. And I'm good at math, but this makes no sense to me.
Well, what this comes down to is bears are not good at math.
True. I did not consider the bear math factor.
Yeah, if the bear is doing the math, no wonder it's off.
True. True.
That's okay. Well, while bear math may be more abstract, let's get into learning about some interesting facts about this planet we call Earth. We call this segment Fascinating Facts for a very simple reason. We are about to present you with some fascinating facts. Number one, Alan, did you know that more twins are being born now than in the entirety of human history?
No, I did not. Is that just because there's more people now than?
Apparently, it is due to medically assisted pregnancies and the fact that people are getting pregnant later in life. Because twins, usually the mother is older if she's having twins. So rather than like the 1400s where kids were getting pregnant at like 14, 15, and if you had a baby at 19, it was like, okay, grandma. now, like my wife had our son at what, 37? Yeah. So,
but you didn't have a twin.
I did not have a twin. Thank goodness.
Well, I guess you'd had one twin. You did not have
one
two
twin.
Twins.
I didn't have two. Two twins. I had half a set of twins. But 1.6 million twins per year are being born. I assume that's 800,000 pairs and not 1.6 million pairs.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
But since 1980, that's a 33% increase.
Wow.
That's substantial. Yeah, that's substantial. Number two. The first person charged with a speeding ticket was going a blazing fast 8 miles per hour.
Not 8 miles per hour above the speed limit?
Nope. The posted speed limit was 2 miles an hour. So, I mean, that's pretty good. If you consider on the highways, it's like 100 kilometers an hour. That'd be like getting ticketed going 400 kilometers an hour.
My car definitely can't do that. So.
Well, I feel bad when we drive through Montana and I'm like, we are going too fast. The highways here are irresponsible.
Why is everybody passing me? I'm driving 60 kilometers an hour.
It happened January 28th, 1896, when a Mr. Walter Arnold was ticketed for going four times the speed limit in Paddock Wood, Kent, which I assume is England. That sounds like it'd be England.
Sounds like it would be England.
And I don't know of a country called Kent. This one will really titillate you.
Ooh.
A decapitated sea slug can grow a whole new body.
From the head?
Correct.
Wow. I was expecting you to say, like, from the body it can grow a new head.
No, listen. Ecologists at Nara Women's University in Japan found that a few hours after having their heads severed from their bodies, the snails' heads were already nibbling on algae as if nothing had happened. In about 30 days, one-third of the sea slugs studied had grown back their entire bodies, including their heart and all other organs.
Did the other two-thirds die?
Yeah, I assume so. I mean, they were decapitated.
Seems like a very cruel study.
And if one of them grew their entire body back, you'd still be like, cool, that's awesome. Like, could you imagine? You get your head cut off, you're completely severed from all your vital organs, and like an hour later, you're just eating a hamburger. Like, propped up.
How? You have no hands. That's the most impressive part. They're eating without a body. Where's the food going? They don't have a stomach.
I know. That's what I found interesting. It's like, does it just like fall out of you? Like, what if you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah,
I guess you would
not pooping?
Because it would hit that part of your throat and then just you'd leave a trail of chewed up food behind you. But then how is the brain getting like... Fed. I don't know. Science is crazy. This is crazier than some of the fish from a couple weeks ago.
True. This is very intriguing. And I want to know more, but not at the cost of two-thirds of all sea slugs.
Now, you may think, oh, that was cruel to the sea slugs. Let's talk about another aspect of human cruelty.
Oh, yay.
Do you know that in ancient Egypt, there was a pharaoh who once lathered his slaves in honey to keep bugs away from him?
That's just practical.
So, like, now we have those, like, tiki torches that have, like, the anti-bug smell that keeps the bugs away. But instead, I could lather my son in honey and just let him play in the backyard while I'm barbecuing, and then no bugs will be near me.
I mean, honestly, I bet he'd love that, except for the bugs.
No, he hates being sticky. He is my son, after all. Remember, I got detention in kindergarten for not doing finger painting. Because I said, would I want to get dirty? That's stupid. Who am I going to be? Picasso? Monet? I don't think so. And even then, they used brushes. They weren't stupid enough to be like, oh yeah, let's put paint on our hands. This will be realistic. And Picasso, I guess Picasso didn't paint realism. So that art joke did not work.
It's okay. It was a little abstract.
Yeah. It was King Pepe II thought so highly of himself. Are you laughing at his name?
What is he, a skunk?
King Pepe II thought so highly of himself that when he was bothered by insects, he would command one of his slaves be covered in honey to lure the flies away from himself. This leads to some interesting questions. Was it a situation where he had a slave by him and that was the lathering slave? And he's like, go lather yourself up. It's time to scare the bugs away. Or did he have all the slaves and be like, I don't care which one of you, but one of you is lathering up. So
was there one slave whose job it was to slather the other slaves?
I am the honey slave. We've said slave too much in this episode. And finally, Alan, do you know that in a law that is still on the books in the great state of Connecticut, it is illegal to sell bounceless pickles?
I don't know a lot about pickles, but I don't know what that is.
So apparently in 1945, the state of Connecticut had a rash of people selling pickles that were not good to eat. So this was their way, and the scientists at the time figured that if you threw a pickle on the ground, it should have a bit of bounce to it. Instead of just not bouncing at all. That means it was rotten.
So, did they test this just by chucking pickles at the ground?
I guess the thought was, if you even had a hint of a nefarious pickle, you could just throw it on the ground and then make your claim.
Okay, that seems weird. So, in my head, if I throw my pickle on the ground, it's not going to come up being a good pickle.
No, I don't think you would ever eat the pickle afterwards. So you better be pretty sure you've wasted money.
Or else you're just wasting your own money because you're trying to bounce pickles.
See, criminals make it more difficult for everyone. Thanks, criminals. Now we need to waste our pickles.
Nobody appreciates a wasted pickle.
Alan, it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Random Rank, where we rank our top three in a variety of different categories. What are we doing this week, Alan?
This week's category, we decided to go with cereal.
Because of last week's discussion of Kellogg's.
Yes. I could not tell you, because I don't know, how many of these are actually Kellogg's cereals.
I can tell you none of mine are.
Nice. I can't tell you because I don't know.
What is your number three favorite cereal, Alan?
The cereal that took third place for me is a little on the healthier side. I picked Mini Wheats.
Interesting choice. Interesting choice.
I thought that my third pick was between Raisin Bran and Mini Wheats.
Okay.
Because they're both kind of on the healthier side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we talked extensively.
It's true. That's Raisin Bran did not make my list for that for that fact.
We talked extensively about Raisin Bran last week.
They were the inspiration for this list, but not on the list.
Yes. But I also prefer Mini Wheats. Going to, when I was in college, what I would do for breakfast a lot of the time was I just take a Ziploc baggie full of Mini Wheats to class, and I would just eat them throughout the day, and that, well, throughout the morning. And that would be more or less my breakfast. And I did that for 2 years.
And I think you and I are similar in this. Our lists are going to be controversial for the fact that we are very controversial cereal eaters in that we don't eat milk with our cereal. We're dry cereal people.
Yeah.
I never understood the milk thing. I know we are in the super minority in that.
Yeah.
I'll have mine with a glass of milk. I'm okay with that, but I'm not putting the milk in it. Like, I don't understand that. So we are in the minority. So consider these snackable cereals. We'll say the most snackable cereals that you can eat.
Except my number two one, but we'll get to that.
My number three, Alan, is very snackable. Also seemingly healthy until you actually do like the research into it, but it's just generic granola.
Hmm.
I don't have a specific brand. It kind of gives the feeling of, oh, we're kind of healthy. There are tons of different varieties. I made note here, people don't think you're weird when you're eating it without milk.
Or they just think you're a goat.
Which, to be fair, like, not too many people watch me eat cereal, so I don't know why that even came into consideration. But if I was eating cereal in a public setting, people would not judge me for not...
Yeah, no, you can definitely...
just snacking on my granola.
You can definitely pull out a bag of granola and just take a couple handfuls.
Yeah, and I'll say it came in number three, mostly because it's, by its nature, so inconsistent. You can get anything from those delicious, like, spheres of granola deliciousness to sometimes it's just like a flake of oats. And it's like, yeah, granola. It's like, that's not granola. That's just oats with, like, paprika on it. Well, I guess not paprika. Cinnamon. Paprika would be weird.
I love my paprika seasoned oats for breakfast.
It's savory granola. Savory. What is your number two, Alan?
My number two is another one that all of mine are cereals that I've eaten tons. And this one is less of a traditional cereal in the sense.
Cream of Wheat.
No, I picked Quaker Oats Apple Cinnamon Oatmeal.
Oh, wow, you went really specific, down to the actual flavor.
Yeah, because it's the only one that I eat.
Really?
Yeah, get your, like, maple, get your dinosaur eggs, get your Oreo, get all that out of here.
My wife
Give me the apple cinnamon.
My wife got mad at me the other day because I got our son, it was on sale, caramel apple. And she was like, oh, perfect, he needs more sugar in the morning. Well done, good job, Daddy. I was like, hey, it's delicious.
Hey, I'm saving us money.
There's apples in it. And if he's going to put brown sugar in it, may as well put pure caramel. I don't see the difference.
That for me, the thing about the Quaker Oats apple cinnamon is any other oatmeal I've ever had, you have to put brown sugar in it. And brown sugar is okay, but it's not cinnamon.
No, and I have to admit, once every couple years, I do have to buy myself the dinosaur egg ones. I know I'm a 31-year-old man, but there's just something about them that I get nostalgic for. And I eat it and I'm like, oh, this isn't that good. It's kind of like my relationship with Taco Bell. Once every like 4 years, I'm like, I should try that again. And then, nope, still sucks. Like, I don't understand why I bother. You'd think I'd learn. But yeah, every couple of years, I go back to the dino eggs. I'm like, oh, this should be cute. It's not.
It never is.
My number two, Alan, has already been mentioned. It is mini wheats.
Hey!
Yeah, there's not much more to say on this. I agree with you. It makes you feel healthy. One thing you didn't mention, it also makes you feel like a giant.
True.
Because it's like you're eating a full shredded wheat. Not that anyone eats shredded wheats. The only person I ever remember eating shredded wheat was our grandmother. Our grandmother used to eat shredded wheat. That's the only person I remember eating it. But it comes in a bunch of flavors. I like the original with just the white stuff on top. Or
that's
the
my favorite as well.
Or the maple brown sugar. Mm-hmm. I don't need a blueberry muffin or the strawberry or whatever. None of that.
No,
just give
I'm
me,
with you.
Give me those. And it has high snackable value. Like, if the granola was like 6 on the snackable, this, due to a consistency, is about like an 8 or 9 on the snackable level.
Yeah.
If anything, they may be a bit too thick to make good snacking.
It's like, but they're very easy to eat while you drive, I have learned.
True.
But have you seen this new thing that Mini Wheats has come out with?
No.
The, like, frosting-less Mini Wheat, where it's just a little thing of wheat with no sugar on it whatsoever.
No. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point? Don't get me wrong. Like, there's sometimes too much sugar, right? Like, when I was little, I loved Cookie Crisp, but I had it as an adult, and I was like, this is disgusting. In doing research for this, there were many incredibly unhealthy cereals in, like, the 80s and 90s. You know that there was one that was just cinnamon buns?
I did not.
It was just called, like, Cinna Rolls or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on, Alan. What is your number one most delicious, super amazing, I bet we have the same answer, cereal?
My number one choice for cereal is my all-time favorite.
Number one.
Super snackable, also super sugary, also has cinnamon.
Oh, I'm thinking we have the same one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, yeah!
This has been my favorite cereal since as long as I can remember. And like we said earlier, no milk in it. You just the sugar and the piece of cereal, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
It's the toast. The toast,
the toast,
Alan.
The toast.
It is delicious. And I am not commenting on how it's been in the news lately, because some C-list celebrity supposedly found shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Turns out that guy was completely terrible anyway, so maybe he deserves shrimp tails. Doesn't take good. Just don't eat the shrimp tails then. Unless you're allergic to seafood, then get a whole new bag. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch is absolutely delicious. It is like dessert for breakfast, no need yep. for milk. And you know you're a good cereal when you have spin-offs. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch has so many spin-offs.
Yeah.
Do you want me to list them for you, Alan?
Go for it. The only one I can think of is French Toast Crunch.
Yeah, so French Toast Crunch was the first. But do you know that apparently in everywhere but Australia and Canada, French Toast Crunch was, like, canceled after 2005? It was, like, discontinued.
Oh, sucks to be the rest of the world.
Yeah, and then they brought it back in like 2015 or 2016. But yeah, we never lost it because we love our French toast here. And Australia, apparently. So there's French Toast Crunch. There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros. There's Cinnamon Toast Crunch Chocolate Churros. There's Chocolate Toast Crunch. Peanut Butter Toast Crunch. Frosted Toast Crunch, which is apparently just like vanilla flavored. Sugar Cookie Toast Crunch, which that just seems... like, that isn't even plausible. Like, Peanut Butter Toast Crunch, I get. It's peanut butter on toast. I'm not taking a sugar cookie and putting it on a piece of toast.
All that sounds like is it's just Cinnamon Toast Crunch without the cinnamon flavor added to the sugar, right?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe some, like, flavoring? I don't know. There's Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Strawberry Toast Crunch, and finally, Blueberry Toast Crunch.
Wow. I did not know there were that many different kinds of Toast Crunch.
It is insane. I did once, I bought Brother 3. I found the churro one at the grocery store a couple months back, and I bought him a box. And when he moved out 3 months ago, there was only like one bowl taken out of the...
What you're saying is you essentially bought it for yourself.
Well, I think it was stale, and it just... I think that means you can't beat the original. And it was essentially the original just in the shape of a churro. Like, what? The good part about the original is just flat. You can put one on your tongue. You do it like it's like acid or something.
That was me. I did that all the time. That Cinnamon Toast Crunch thing, not the acid.
In high school when kids are like, yeah, let's take some acid. Oh, I'll do it too. Then they can't bully you. And they're too high to know that you are just high on life because you've had delicious Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Hey, it's the taste you can see.
I will say, though, I hate their new marketing with the creepy pieces of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That eat each other?
Yeah, I don't like that. Give me the fat chef. That's what I need. That's what I always need, a fat chef. Just give me a fat chef and I will eat what you're selling me. Boyardee, yes, please. Anyway, before we dock here to end this week's episode of Random Ship, we did want to remind you, follow us on Instagram at Random Ship the Podcast, or Hit us up with your comments, concerns, or just general nice things you have to say about us at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com. Alan, before we go, what is this week's ship fact?
This week's ship fact is... The top countries that build the most ships are China, South Korea, and Japan, totaling approximately 60 million gross tons.
I assume that's a lot, but I have no idea. But that also doesn't surprise me that China makes the most of something.
Then the next highest countries, which would be Turkey and Vietnam, come in at approximately 8% that amount combined.
What are we at? I could not find what we are at, Alan, but I can tell you the Canadian shipbuilding industry has grown 3% in the last 5 years. So China, here we come.
We did.
We are coming for you.
It's not even going to be close.
And with that, we will dock for yet another week here on the Random Ship. Thank you all for joining us.
And have a great week, everyone. Yep, I'm not even wearing pants this time, so...